From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fresh fighting erupts in eastern Ukraine. A major battle erupted Wednesday outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. Officials say the fighting broke out near Donetsk when some 1,000 pro-Russian rebel fighters, backed by artillery and tanks, launched a pre-dawn attack west of the city. Rebels reported 15 civilian and combatant deaths. Authorities in Kyiv say at least three of their troops were killed, 30 others wounded. U.S. spokesperson Marie Harf says Moscow is aiding the separatists.
Russia shipped additional heavy weaponry into eastern Ukraine. Russian separatist forces maintain artillery pieces and multiple rocket launcher systems within areas that are prohibited. So they're really operating together here. Russia's taking steps to cover this up and to mask what they're doing. But again, given the kinds of weaponry, given the kinds of command and control, certainly these are combined forces operating in eastern Ukraine.
The Kremlin insists it has no direct role in the crisis and has repeatedly denied supporting the rebellion with arms and fighters. Another blast rocked the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri Wednesday, killing at least six. The Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of the string of attacks that have killed dozens in the Borno state capital in recent days. Meanwhile, the rights group Amnesty International says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgent group. Anna Neistat is Amnesty's senior research director.
This report presents cases of extrajudicial executions, massive deaths in custody, torture, enforced disappearances, and massive arbitrary arrests. And most importantly, in this report, we name the officials who we believe are individually responsible or bear command responsibility for these violations.
President Muhammadu Buhari, on his first foreign trip to Niger and Chad, pledged to look into the allegations. This is VOA News. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens of bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized in the Yangtze River. The official Xinhua News Agency said Thursday 39 more bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned cruise vessel, bringing the death toll to 65. Only 14 have been rescued since the ship went down in bad weather late Monday. Nearly 400 were on board. President Obama says China has begun to put out feelers about possibly joining the new Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement.
The fact is that if we have 11 of the leading economies in the Asia-Pacific region who have agreed to enforceable labor standards, enforceable environmental standards, strong IP protections, non-discrimination against foreign firms that are operating, access to those markets, reduced tariffs, then China is going to have to at least take those international norms into account.
Mr. Obama told Public Radio's Marketplace broadcast Wednesday that Chinese officials have reached out to the White House and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on the possibility of participating at some point. The trade deal, which is still being negotiated, would bring together at least 12 Asia-Pacific nations, including the United States. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday announced creation of an external independent review on how the world body handled allegations of sexual abuse of young children in Central African Republic by French and African soldiers. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The Secretary General has decided to set up an external independent review to examine the UN system's handling of these allegations. The review will examine the treatment of the specific report of abuse in the Central African Republic, as well as a broad range of systemic issues related to how the United Nations responds to serious information of this kind.
The UN has come under fire over its perceived slow response to the allegations. Burundi has postponed a parliamentary election that was scheduled for Friday, a presidential spokesman telling VOA the Electoral Commission is working on a new date for the poll based on recommendations made by regional heads of state. Violent protests broke out in late April after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a statement threatening sanctions against those who harm security in South Sudan. The government kicked the UN aid coordinator out of the country, warning after he warned in the midst of an 18-month conflict that the country is on the verge of collapse. The council said the expulsion of Toby Lanzer shows a disregard for the plight of the South Sudanese people. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is in Brussels seeking new aid for his country's credit from his country's creditors, with Athens running out of money facing a series of loan payments due the International Monetary Fund. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.